T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The first one you would kind of look at.
Not a bad one. It's just they got it because the offense isn't the Pelicans' issue. It's the defensive side of the basketball. So they have to go get a coach that has a defensive mindset, but he can also relate to his players. Because I think that the issue with Stan Van Gundy, to be honest, it seemed like he just couldn't relate to any of his guys. Like, he had issues with Brandon Ingram. And if you have issues with arguably your best player, it's just not going to work. So
right.
They got to go get somebody that can relate to these kids and also has a defensive mindset, because that's the thing. Like, all these guys are great offensive players, but Zion can't defend anybody. And that's the biggest issue with them.
Right, no doubt. You also had Scott Brooks. He's out in Washington after him and management couldn't settle on
a
new deal. That's a weird situation. So that's two more coaching vacancies. That's on top of the Magic, Celtics, Blazers, and Pacers. I believe I've got all that right, that don't have head coaches right now. So anyways, on top of this news, Yahoo puts out an article today of potential coaching candidates that are going to get a look. You got some familiar names on the list, including Spurs assistants Becky Hammon and Will Hardy, 76ers assistant Sam Cassell, Clippers assistant Chauncey Billups, Nets assistant Ime Udoka, Lakers assistant Jason Kidd, who we've heard a lot about, obviously, and then University of Kentucky head coach John Calipari is a name that they mentioned.
Oh, my.
They even said, the guy that wrote the story, that sources have told Yahoo that Cal, quote, would be open to jumping back into the NBA. Obviously, Cal had a cup of coffee in the late 90s with the New Jersey Nets, and with the ever-changing dynamic of college hoops and this new name, image, and likeness era that we're in right now, like, there's massive expectations at Kentucky, obviously. He's only won one championship there. It might actually make sense for Cal to consider going back to the NBA if he wants to.
Yeah, which team do you think he would pick?
I don't know. I mean, Cal's 62, so, like, if he wants to go back to the NBA, you would think he would do it sooner rather than later.
Right. With a lot of his guys in the league, too.
A lot of his guys in the league, I'm just kind of looking at these teams that have openings and, like,
I
who have the most Kentucky players.
The flip side could be, who would want Cal? Who do you think would actually consider him? I don't think one of the contending teams would. I think it'd have to be, like, one of the
Okay, Pelicans. So let's go through these then. I'm going to scratch off the Celtics because Brad Stevens is doing that search.
Right.
I don't think he would do that.
I think Sam Cassell might end up there. I really do.
Okay, Blazers. Maybe. I don't know. Indiana Pacers, I doubt it. The Orlando Magic, maybe. And then you got the Wizards and the Pelicans. I might get
it's
now.
The
Pelican,
Wizards,
now
Magic
Pelicans,
and Pelicans.
Now Pelicans. The reports are coming out, and I can't think of her name. I don't have it in front of me, but their assistant coach. She's been getting a lot of love today because there's, like, a great video of her in
Teresa Weatherspoon.
Yeah, Teresa Weatherspoon. There's a great video of her that you need to go watch. It's all over social media right now. They're saying that she is being highly considered to move up and take over the head coaching role.
It's because the players really love her. And when I was talking about how Stan Van Gundy just couldn't relate to Brandon Ingram, the relationship that she has with all of the players is very good. So it's not a terrible idea. I would love to see it.
Yeah.
I would love to see it. It's a long time coming. It's either going to be her or Becky Hammon.
Yeah, for sure. So, again, back to Cal, like, you know, everyone looks back on that Nets tenure and says it was a failure. He still got the Nets to the playoffs. Let's be honest. I think he would do it. I really do. I'll have to ask around a little bit, but I think he would do it, especially, again, going back to the pressure at Kentucky and, like, you know, are the fans ungrateful? Like, the guy won a championship. He sends all these players to the NBA, but, like, they care about championships
right.
at Kentucky. And, like,
what have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me lately? So we'll see. I think that it could happen, but if I was going to put my money on next season, I don't think it's going to happen next season, though.
Story number four.
New episode of Loki dropped today on Disney Plus. You fired up?
I'm so excited for it. Yeah. I am so locked into this series. I could watch Owen Wilson and Tom Hiddleston talked for 24 hours.
Yeah, so last week's premiere of Loki, this is, of course, the new Marvel series on Disney Plus, for those of you that don't know. Last week's premiere was the most watched premiere by any Disney Plus show, leading them to change their release dates for their original programming from Friday to Wednesday, which is obviously smart because no one's at home on Friday.
No, like, I love that move.
Yeah. So, you know, everyone that's a big Marvel fan, Star Wars fan that loves these originals that they put out, they're going to be coming out on Wednesday instead of Friday now. So a new episode of Loki tonight on Disney Plus. Me and Connor are both very fired up for that. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Jeff Calkins. I'm going to play a little bit of the Hit the Panic Button game with Jeff as well. I thought it was a rousing success in that first segment.
Huge success.
Though y'all didn't hit the panic button for anything. Hopefully,
hey,
we'll
Kawhi.
We did for Kawhi.
I'll have him for the Mavericks.
Okay, hopefully we'll get Jeff to hit the panic button, and we will do that with him next. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle in for GP all this week. We are on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station. Message rate supply national contest. It's time for Memphis Sports Cash. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. Get your sports and get your cash. Only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, another chance at $1,000 right now. Pick up those phones and text this word, BUMP. BUMP. Text BUMP to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. We're going to be doing this for the next few weeks, giving you a chance to win a grand at the top of every hour, 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. every single weekday. So again, right now, your chance to win $1,000, text BUMP, BUMP, to 72881 for your chance at a grand. Good luck.
Cooper Systems is the spot for all your computer needs. This is Gary Parrish reminding you. They're in the Mount Moriah office park. By now, you should be very familiar with Cooper Systems, with Lee Cooper and Lauren Cooper. They've been with the Gary Parrish Show since day one for more than 11 years now. And the entire time, they've been selling all types of computers and repairing all types of computers for people throughout our city. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple, whatever you need, Cooper Systems, they either got it or they can get it for you, or they can build it for you. So if there's a father in your life who could use a new computer for Father's Day, I couldn't be making this easier for you. Just call Cooper Systems at 901-360-9679. Talk to Lee Cooper or Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Tell them what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. Don't miss out. They got special savings right now on laptops, desktops, screens, and printers at Cooper Systems. Take advantage. Give them a call or just drop by the Mount Moriah office park. It's Cooper Systems, 360-9679 on the web. CooperSystems.com.
Summer of 1,000 engagements going on right now at all five Robert Irwin Jewelers locations. With every purchase of $1,500 or more, you're going to get a free weekend getaway for two. Save up to 40% free financing, Robert Irwin Jewelers, or online at rijewelers.com.
Bet on more than the final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and create the parlay of your dreams before the game starts. One Game Parlay is the fast and easy way to make your same game win, total, and prop picks. New to BetMGM? Sign up today and make your first bet risk-free up to $600 with bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T. You can make One Game Parlay bets on the Stanley Cup playoffs, baseball, and your favorite soccer leagues. So go ahead and take your favorite player to score, the home team to cover, and the over in goals. Log in today or download the BetMGM app to try One Game Parlay. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
There's now a faster and easier way to pick up your Corky's Barbecue. Order and pay online, pull into the designated spot, text Corky's to 474747, and we'll bring your order right to your car. No waiting.
This past year has been tough, but I won't let anything keep me from getting back to work. That's why I chose to buy a new scooter from My City Rides. For as little as $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me anywhere I want to go, and it costs less than $5 to fill up. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can get back to work or anywhere I need to go and enjoy the ride. Get started at mycityrides.org.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle in for GP all this week. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me, and I'm joined right now by Memphis's columnist, my columnist, your columnist, the area's leading authority on dogs. It is Jeff Calkins of the Daily Memphian and host of the Jeff Calkins Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff, what's going on?
Well, I hope the sound quality's okay. I'm down at Laughlin Yard for a shindig of sorts. So I hope the phone holds up.
Well, you know, I personally wouldn't feel like that I'm doing a real Jeff Calkins segment if we didn't have phone issues. Looking forward to it. I embrace it. So it's all good.
Right, good.
Okay, so I opened the show today with a game called Hit the Panic Button. Wildly successful segment. You know how much I love a good bit. They carry our radio shows sometimes. So I want to run through these with you, and I want to get your thoughts on if we are panicking or if we are not panicking or if we are hitting the panic button. Are you good with that? Okay, so we're going to start with the Milwaukee Bucks last night's game. The Nets obviously beat the Bucks last night 114-108 behind a monster game from Kevin Durant, 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists. You hitting the panic button on the Milwaukee Bucks?
Not hitting the panic button, no. I mean, it's a crushing loss last night. There's an inexcusable loss. You cannot lose that game when Harden's on one leg and, you know, and no Kyrie. But Harden played 46 minutes on one leg. Dude. Is he going to be more nimble in the next game? Like, if you – so the truth of the matter is, if you get the same state of ill health on the part of the Nets for the next two games, if Kyrie misses the next two games, and if you've got that limited Harden, in order to lose that game last night, you needed a once-in-a-lifetime game from Kevin Durant, the best game in his career anyway. I'm not saying you couldn't do it again. He's Kevin Durant. But more to the point, you needed Jeff Green to hit 7-8 from three.
Right.
I've seen Jeff Green.
Yes.
Jeff Green is not, again, going to hit 7-8 from three.
No.
So the only way, in fact, that I think you don't come back and at least make it a seven-game series is, if Harden is mends to such an extent that he can actually be James Harden, well, that's different. But I think panic is what could get you in trouble here. If you are panicked, and we have not seen them particularly deft down the stretch in clutch situations, if you're panicked, it's going to get in the way of your execution. You should be able to beat that Nets team. It took a heroic performance to beat you. I am not pushing the panic button.
How about the Phoenix Suns? You pressing the panic button on them?
Well, if I'm the Phoenix Suns, I know the situation, right? I don't know. I know the situation. Has there been any more clarification?
Yes.
Except for the fact that he's in the protocol.
No, okay. There has been clarification. Connor, I believe you had this. Chris Paul says that he has been vaccinated.
Matt Barnes was talking to Chris Paul, and Rachel Nichols was able to confirm that Chris Paul has said that he has been vaccinated, but he said that he still has a bunch of hoops to jump through before he can get back on the court. So, I don't think they should panic.
It's a little murky for me. But if he's been vaccinated, I'm not hitting the panic button.
Right. Right.
So now, whether that's true or not, if he's been vaccinated, listen, it's possible that you have been vaccinated and you still have COVID, but very, very small chance of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in the golf situation with Jon Rahm, had he been vaccinated, you don't even do contact tracing. So now maybe the NFL rules are different. I mean, the NBA rules are different. But I just don't believe that if you have a fully vaccinated NBA player, that you are going to hold him out for contact tracing. So unless he somehow has it, I think he'll play. I think he'll be clear. If he has been vaccinated, then I'm not hitting the panic button. If he had not been vaccinated, then I would be hitting the panic button. But if we're going on the theory that not vaccinated, that he has been vaccinated, then I'm not hitting the panic button. I think he'll be back.
Yeah, I do too. For those that didn't see the news today, Chris Paul out indefinitely after entering the COVID-19 health and safety protocols. That was from The Athletic. Still obviously going to have a few days because the Clippers and Jazz series is still going on.
Why the hell is he in the protocol? Why the hell, if he's been vaccinated, why is he in the protocol?
It is a good point. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to be revealed here,
Shams
it feels
is
like.
Reporting that one NBA player today has tested positive. So we're assuming that means that Chris Paul has tested positive for
That's
coronavirus.
Him, yeah.
But he's also telling Matt Barnes and Rachel Nichols that he's been vaccinated.
I don't believe this BS. I don't think all that's true. Like, whatever. I'm not sure that I believe, I'll be honest, the Matt Barnes report, right? If he has tested positive, it's highly unlikely he was vaccinated. And so I don't believe he was vaccinated, and then I would be hitting the panic button, because then it could be whatever, 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he'll miss games at that point.
It depends on the medical facts of the matter, and I don't think we know them. And I'm not sure that Matt Barnes, although he has a wildly successful podcast, is necessarily the definitive source on this.
Right, right. So the situation is still too murky for us to hit the panic button on the Phoenix Suns.
Too murky.
Yeah. Okay, also NBA news that broke around the same time this morning. Kawhi Leonard is out for tonight's game at the Utah Jazz with a knee injury. They are saying that it's a possible ACL injury. He might miss the rest of this series as well, obviously tied at 2-2. The LA Clippers, are you hitting the panic button?
Panic button.
Yeah.
Bam. Hit it. Hit that baby. Hit that button. Absolutely.
Yeah. They're done,
and
right?
Even if for some reason, like, you can imagine that they might be able to, you know, squeak by and get a game or something without Kawhi. But Kawhi's it with that team.
That's it.
And
yeah.
So they're done. And whether they're done this series, and, you know, whatever. Maybe, I mean, Mike's not, is still out. And so it's a little bit more of a fair fight now. I could see them you could imagine them maybe winning this series, but you can't imagine them advancing. They're done. Without Kawhi, they're done. So, yes, panic button for the Clippers. I think that's right. I like this bit.
You like this bit. Okay. Let's localize it a little bit then. Parking at the Liberty Bowl, are you panicking or not panicking?
No, I'm not panicking.
Okay.
I'm not panicking at the Liberty Bowl. My view of this is twofold. First of all, for most games at the Liberty Bowl, parking's not going to be an issue. I mean, I hate to say it, but, like, they sell, you know, there's going to be 35,000 if they're lucky, right? I mean, I don't remember what the average attendance was. Now, for Mississippi State,
sure,
it could be a problem, right? For the Southern Heritage Classic, it could be a problem. To me, what this underlines is way back when you know, I know some folks are mad at the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is not the city's job to keep vast tracts of space empty that can be used all year round for a good cause, because three times a year there's going to be, there's going to be cars that need to park there. It's like, this is like the situation, honestly, on the river with with Barbecue Fest. Mm-hmm. You don't need a giant empty field because 1 week a year there's going to be Barbecue Fest. And you don't need – it's not the city's job to say, listen, three times a year we might need this extra parking, and so we're going to have that land sit there empty all year long. If the University of Memphis wanted full control over parking and everything else with their stadium, they should have built their own stadium.
Absolutely.
Which is something I argued a long time ago. So, yes, they are a little bit at the mercy of the city. But the city gives them a good deal. You know, the city built – they didn't build Tiger Lane. The city built Tiger Lane. You know, it's the city doesn't charge them a particularly tough deal for the Liberty Bowl. So I'm not particularly worried about it. And I also think that the ability to I just think parking's overrated. People will figure out how to get there.
Right. I was telling them in the open, like this is like the best news ever for all the people that live and like park people in their yards, like
people
around
are
the stadium.
Figure out how to get there.
Yeah, people figured out, and the good far outweighs the bad. Like this Liberty Park project sounds like it's going to be really cool.
I mean, I don't know. We discussed yesterday. I don't know whether that is the best use or not of that area, but I do know that the best use of areas is not big, giant, empty fields in the center of our city, right? That's used for nothing other than put a car on every once in a while, three times a year. That is not the highest and best use of land, is to have a car park there. If that's the price of progress, that's the price of progress. I'm not hitting the panic button over that. And again, if the University of Memphis wants full control of a stadium, parking, everything else, they can create their own. And that way you're not at the mercy of the city. But I don't. To me, this is not a big deal.
Well, I know this is a conversation that it feels like we have every single summer. But like, do you think that ever comes to fruition, or do you think that is so far gone now at this point with the on-campus stadium?
I think it's gone at this point. There's no. I mean, they continue to sink more money into the Liberty Bowl and more money, you know, once they did Tiger Lane and once they, like, that's where they're building their tradition. That's where they're building their, that's their sense of place. They poured money into the locker room, right?
Yeah.
Is the most recent thing. So, there's no movement towards that. There's now, if they had but back when they were trying to get into the Big 12 and didn't get an interview, if they had gotten into the Big 12, and then they had said, oh, goodness, we're going to be getting a, Big 12 checks that we can use to pay for a new stadium, then you could have imagined it. But as it is now, no, there's no plans that anything like that's going to happen.
You might not know about this one, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. Are you hitting the panic button on Coca-Cola?
Yes. Hitting the panic button.
We're hitting the panic button for Coca-Cola? Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Now, do you know this?
Of course I know about this. You don't think I follow the world of soccer?
Yeah, I was wondering, it's not a 1FC home opener tonight, so I wanted to test your soccer knowledge, obviously.
And understand that when one of the world's incandescent soccer stars takes the Coke bottle off of the table where he's about to do his interview and the stock and Coke stock plunges.
They lost $4 billion, Jeff. That's what the market projects.
But not, I'm not hitting the panic button for Coke because of that.
Okay.
I do think that we are going to. Soft drinks are not a growth industry. They're just not, right? We drink much less soft drinks than we used to, and so instead we got all these other, flavored waters and whatever else, and Coke has branched out and is producing a bunch of those too. But Coke is not a growth industry. Now, you're aware that that another soccer player, and I forgot now who it was, but he's Muslim, and he
took the Heineken off.
He took the Heineken off. He took the Heineken off. And I'm not worried about beer either. Like, I mean, I think it's
beer's gonna
I don't
be fine.
Think that this particular incident is not going to sink Coke, but I do think it's indicative of what increasingly people think about soft drinks, right?
More educated on it, no doubt about it. Like when I was a kid, it was no big deal to drink multiple soft drinks a day. Like nobody talked about how that was a bad thing.
No, and if you drink a Diet Coke, like that's your particularly a health drink.
Yeah, you're healthy, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. And now people are, I think there's a growing awareness that sodas aren't great for us. And so I'm not very bullish on Coke generally. And to me, this was just symptomatic of the larger challenge that Coke has.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the NBA real quick. The Dallas Mavericks, are you hitting the panic button?
No, not hitting the panic button.
No, you think Luka's signing that max and we're good to go.
Well, that's the thing, is that so – the story, obviously, in The Athletic, it was funny. I mean, the story in The Athletic, people who do not know, said that there was dissension in the front office because this shadowy gambling figure named Bob had too big a voice inside the Mavs organization, and Luka didn't like him. And so it was, honestly, a thin story.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Cuban came out and said, total BS. I don't believe that it was total BS, because the most important thing about that story was that it existed at all, because it came from somewhere. And it came from either Donnie Nelson's camp or Luka's camp or both. And now we see that Donnie Nelson is gone from the Mavs.
Right.
And so, you know, there clearly was something going on there. Could very well have come from Donnie Nelson's camp, this whole story. But the truth of the matter is, here's what you're worried about is Luka. And Luka's going to sign this giant contract. He's already basically said he's going to sign the giant contract. Yeah. There's a lot of time to, if he is disgruntled about anything, there is a lot of time to fix that. And, of course, the bigger challenge, it's for Luka just like it is for the Mavs, just like it is for the Pelicans. The bigger challenge is to put pieces around Luka. And, you know, but you got some years now to try to figure that out.
Right. Because, you know, we obviously talk about the Grizzlies' trajectory and, like, who they're going to be going up against, like, when it's time to press that magic button and we're going for it all, baby. Like, we've got our team. This is going to be the one that leads us to a championship. And I think Luka and the Mavericks are the team, and Zion and the Pelicans, but they're a disaster. So I got to see it before I actually believe it. But I think Luka and the Mavericks are the team that we look at the most, right? Like, him and Ja kind of close to the same, you know, they were drafted a year apart. Like, I think that that's the one that we look at and say, that's going to be the team that stands in our way from possibly winning a championship with Ja Morant one day.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, you know, the Lakers, even though, the Lakers will stand in your way because they're just going to go out. They're the Lakers.
They'll go get somebody.
They're going to go out. So you can't imagine who they're going to get right now. But they'll go get it. So they'll always be there. The Lakers will be there. The Mavs, no question. I think, you know, and what's interesting, of course, is they have this Kristaps Porzingis problem. And will Jaren Jackson Jr., like, what is he going to become?
Right, could we have that same situation?
Yeah, like, you want to make sure you don't have that same situation that they have. But they don't have, Dallas has a small issue in that they don't have great pieces around Luka, and they don't have great assets to get great pieces around Luka. And although they have tried hard over the years, very hard over the years, to attract free agents, and you'd think they might be able to. They sort of have a glamorous owner, a glamorous city, and all of that. They never have had any great success doing it.
No.
And so the truth is that just in terms of assets, New Orleans has more assets around Zion. Now, Zion isn't Luka, at least not yet. But New Orleans has at least more assets, both on the roster and in the future, even if they're mismatched with Zion, has more assets than Dallas has, it seems to me, in terms of, you know, but New Orleans has just shown no capacity to be able to actually build a team that makes sense.
Absolutely. Okay, and then final one. I heard you talking about this on your show this morning. Are we hitting the panic button on the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, yeah, no, sadly.
We're not? Oh, Jeff, I'm surprised.
Sadly, I wish we could hit the panic button on the Miami Dolphins. But and this is, of course, because Tua threw 5 interceptions in practice the other day.
Uh-huh.
As someone who watched my quarterback get buried by everybody because he was inaccurate, because mm-hmm. he stunk, because he would never be fixed, whatever else. And honestly, I buried him myself. I didn't believe in him either, right? And that's not from one practice where he was bad. It's from a whole season where he was bad.
Yep.
And another season where he wasn't great. And so the idea that people are panicking because in a monsoon, in a mini camp, Tua threw 5 picks seems silly to me. Seems silly.
Yeah.
I like it as someone who wants him, and nothing against him personally, but as a Bills fan, I want him to flounder. I took some hope from it. Like, I'm like, oh, good, maybe Tua sucks. That would be great. But I'm not persuaded. Are you persuaded? Are you like, this is it? Tua clearly stinks because he threw 5 picks in a practice.
No, I don't think it's the end all be all. Like, but he does obviously have the injury concerns. Like, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that's just something that's popped up throughout
his
college.
Yeah, but that doesn't connect with that doesn't connect with this interception thing it doesn't seem to me.
It doesn't. I mean, just from what I've seen so far, like, I don't know if he's ever going to be, like, a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, but do I think, like, he can make the Dolphins good and get them to the playoffs? Yeah, maybe. I want to ask you about that, too, because my wife's – you're from Buffalo. My wife's from Buffalo. Yep. Her family, all diehard Bills fans. Obviously, during the Brady era in New England, like, that's who the Bills hated the most, right? Because Brady just always beat the Bills, right?
Every single year, twice.
Yeah. So that was the most hate. My father-in-law hates the Dolphins. Like, I mean, that is – I would say that's probably the second – if you take out the Brady era, I would say the Dolphins might be the team that's most hated by Bills fans. Am I right about that?
Well, see, we hated the Dolphins. The Dolphins were the Patriots before – the Patriots.
Right, with Marino.
The Dolphins beat – it was actually even before the Marino era. Like, all through the 70s, the Dolphins
Yeah, the undefeated teams, yeah.
Like, for forever. They just – every single year they beat them twice. I remember when the Bills beat the Dolphins for the first time. It was like I was in college, and I was, you know, practically in tears because it was so happy that they'd beaten the Dolphins. So the Dolphins – and I could look up the – I don't know what their record was in that era, but – they just beat the hell out of the Bills. I don't know if it was bad as the Brady thing, mm-hmm. but it was very similar. And so, yeah. How old's your father-in-law?
He's in his 60s. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, so he remembers all this.
Of course. Yeah.
We hated the Dolphins. And then the Bills fans hated Brian Cox. Like, they got into it with Brian Cox once and whatever else. Now, you tend to forget it because the Kelly Bills – beat the hell out of the Dolphins a bunch of times,
yes.
in the playoffs included. You know, like Thurman Thomas ran all over them once and whatever. And so it's not as fresh as the Patriots stuff. But for a long time, Bills fan, absolutely, has long-seated, deep-seated hatred for the Dolphins.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I think my wife and I are going to go to the Monday Night Football game, Titans-Bills. Yeah, but it's on our anniversary. So we were like, oh, that's a sign. We got to go.
Nothing better, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that'll that'll be a fun one this year. Jeff, I appreciate you, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
That was Jeff Calkins. He's going to, of course, be back on air tomorrow at 9 a.m. right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Make sure you are listening to his show. It is always great, and we will be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about Space Jam, Connor. We've been putting this off long enough. I see you perking up
you
over
my
there.
Attention.
Yeah, you know, we've been this was one of those things that we've had a lot of news over the past couple days, and it was like, you know, I don't know if we should bust this out yet. Like, should we really talk about Space Jam when we've got all this NBA news and everything like that? Well, we got a little time here, and we're going to talk about Space Jam next. We got thoughts on some breaking Space Jam news that came out today. We're going to talk about that. We got two more NBA playoff games tonight. We'll talk about that as well. That is coming up next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle in for GP all this week. I got Connor in studio with me. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The warm months have finally arrived, and the country is in so many ways getting back to normal. Pool parties are safe again. Fans are back in arenas and stadiums. And if you're the type of person who likes to enjoy life while sipping a drink, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that my drink of choice is New Amsterdam Vodka Premium. 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. It makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you're going to find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these warm months. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. New Amsterdam Spirits.
What's going on these days at the Fitz? You know, same old, same old. People winning jackpots right and left, then right again, then left again. Just the other day, Megan hit a jackpot for more than $225,000. What? Yep. Then Harold won $24,000 and change, Iris won $10,000, and Kayla won more than $5,800. So if you want to win, get over to the Fitz right now, like this second, because jackpots are jumping at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. It's that time of year, and as a landscaper, that can only mean one thing. It's my time to hustle. And with Metro by T-Mobile, me and my brothers now have the extra tools we need to get this gig growing. Metro gave us 4 lines of unlimited high-speed data for just $25 each. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can keep in touch no matter where we're mowing and keep the social feed updated, so the whole town knows who's taking charge of these yards.
You work hard. That's why Metro makes switching easy. Right now, there's 0 fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price on unlimited. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones. All on the T-Mobile network.
I'm Robin, and that's how I rule my day with Metro.
Users greater than 35 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds, and Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus T-Mobile. Video streams at 480p, plus device sales tax with eligible port-in and no T-Mobile service in past 180 days. 1 phone per line, keep 4 line for promo rate. Additional terms. Limited time offer. Details at Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Regions Bank presents Live at the Garden 2021 at the Radiance Amphitheater at the Memphis Botanic Garden. The series begins July 17th with Little Big Town. August 13th, Live at the Garden welcomes Brad Paisley. Sheryl Crow plays the Garden September 17th. October 21st, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. All season long passes and individual tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. More info at LiveAtTheGarden.com. Also presented by Duncan Williams Investment Bankers, AutoZone, Gossett Motors, True Green, Pro Show, and Mahaffey Events.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring Ping G425 drivers and the new Ping 2021 putters. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology. Or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. And shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
There's a lot of streaming services out there, each filled with reality TV, comedy, drama, and of course, superheroes. But there's one dedicated entirely to nonfiction TV and documentary films, and that's CuriosityStream. History, science, nature, we've got it. Space, dinosaurs, big cats, we've got that too. And pretty much anything else you want to explore. Go ahead, add some smart TV to your smart TV with CuriosityStream. Go to CuriosityStream.com to sign up and start streaming today.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Pull into Church's today and experience a true original. Bourbon Black Pepper Smokehouse Chicken is back. Peppered and kissed with our bourbon glaze. Only at Church's. Only $5. Church's, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late. And that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corp.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle in studio for GP all this week while he is on a much-needed vacation. He will be back on Monday. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me. And, Connor, you sent me something very interesting this afternoon. I think neither of us make any qualms about it. We are both big fans of the Space Jam universe.
Massive.
Yeah, it started, of course, with the first film, which, when did Space Jam come out? 96? I think it was 96, 97?
Yeah, November 15th, which is my birthday. So that's like a whole nother thing with me. We share birthdays with Space Jam, but yeah, I think it was 1996 is when it came out.
Okay, obviously, Michael Jordan is the star of the first Space Jam. You know, him, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Foghorn Leghorn. Everybody's a part of Space Jam, all the Looney Tunes. The new Space Jam is going to star one LeBron James. And we kind of talked yesterday about, or it was 2 days ago, that we talked about how I was feeling guilty about watching In the Heights on HBO Max as opposed to experiencing it in the movie theater. It's going to be the same thing with Space Jam. Like, I'm going to watch it on HBO Max. I'm just being honest. I'm not going to go see it at the theater.
You think so?
Probably.
Yeah, even in July, you don't think that y'all are going to be able to make it out there?
Here's the thing is I showed the first Space Jam to my kid, and he loved it because, of course, Bugs Bunny's in it. Yeah, yeah. And he's a little too small to go to the movie theater yet. He's two. We took him when we rented out a movie theater over the holidays, but there was nobody else in there.
That's fair. Yeah, you don't feel guilty about that.
So I can't really, and I want him to see the new one. I bought him the LeBron James action figure. They have them now, like at Target. It was LeBron and like one of the villains, which I don't know who it is. It's the White Mamba.
The White Mamba?
Uh-huh. That's the – it's like – I think it's Diana Taurasi because it's like – it's a female because, you know, like the bad guys are like Dame Lillard and Anthony Davis and I think who's the other? Klay Thompson. And I think she's one of them, Diana Taurasi.
She's one of them. I'm looking at the cast list right now. It's saying that a woman named Nicole Cornett is playing White Mamba. So I wonder if it might just be a villain.
It might just be a villain. Okay, interesting. So anyways, the action figure is very cool. There was a Michael Jordan set that came out with the original Space Jam that was like, and I know some of you guys are going to remember this. Like it was Michael. It was three Michael Jordan figures. One of them he was playing golf. One of them he had the baseball bat. Like he was with the Birmingham Braves, and then the other one was just MJ in his Toon Squad uniform. It was like the coolest action figure box set ever. But the reason we're talking about Space Jam is, of course, today they announced the soundtrack. They leaked, and that's like the best part about the original Space Jam is the soundtrack. You had the Quad City DJs with the big "Everybody Get Up, It's Time." You had "I Believe I Can Fly." You had "Fly Like an Eagle" from Seal.
Baby.
Yeah, like that soundtrack. You had the Method Man and Redman song.
Basketball Jones with Chris Rock.
Basketball Jones. Like you had your Bugs Bunny. So this soundtrack, they got a lot. The new one, they got a lot to live up to, obviously, because this is like one of the great movie soundtracks of all time, the original Space Jam soundtrack. And so you got a leak of the new. List of so just tell me what artists are going to be on it.
Okay, yeah. But first, I mean, Space Jam as a movie, it's a really fun movie, but that soundtrack takes it to another level. It's in my car right now, like from 1996.
I
still own the soundtrack.
Right.
It's the only CD that I own. But this one's really cool, and Rolling Stone has a really great feature on how kind of the album of Space Jam came together, because when they were getting it together, they were trying to decide if they want the album to be, you know, songs based on the movie or songs that are going to be in the movie. And they made the right decision. They decided that they want the album to be kind of the body of the movie, which they did with Space Jam.
Yeah.
It has to be so important on the movie. And we've already heard the Kirk Franklin Lil Baby song, We Win, which is pretty good. But you also have guys like Chance the Rapper, Lil Uzi Vert, St. John Legend, the Jonas Brothers are going to be
okay,
on.
Hang on, slow down. Okay, so Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, you got Lil Baby, Kirk Franklin. You got Chance the Rapper. Lil Uzi Vert's going to be on there. You got St. John's going to be on there. You got John Legend, the Jonas Brothers, Dame Dala, G-Eazy. Let's see, Brockhampton's going to be on there. It's going to be a great song. You got Joyner Lucas is the one that I think that I'm maybe the most excited is going to be on this album, because are you an Eminem fan by any chance?
I mean, I was when I was younger.
Okay,
yeah.
So one of his most recent albums, Kamikaze, came out, and Joyner Lucas is on there. He's one of those up-and-comers that he's kind of been going with Eminem. He's on a song called Lucky You with Eminem. steals the song. It's unbelievable. Okay. The dude's going to bring the heat on this. You have Leon Bridges, who is one of the most talented musicians working right now.
Yeah, and then, I like,
of course,
Leon.
Guess who's on it? Our boy Anthony Ramos from Hamilton and in the Heights is going to make an
that?
Appearance.
I didn't
on
know
it.
That he was a recording artist as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just like comparing the two. Like, I named the artist from the first one. I mean, I think that obviously, like, Lil Baby, Chance the Rapper, John Legend, Jonas Brothers, Leon Bridges, those are huge names. Like, they got the big names, right? I think the Dame song's probably going to be the song of the soundtrack. He's one of the villains in it.
Probably.
You know, it feels like it's set up for his song to be like the one that everybody talks about when that soundtrack's released.
Well,
so
I really like what they're doing, because if you kind of look at the album list, you see that a lot of people are working together, and they were saying in this piece on Rolling Stone how, you know, a lot of the artists are younger on this album because they want the people who grew up with Space Jam to be able to have kind of a sense of ownership for it, especially with this movie. And they're combining like older musicians with like a new wave, and they're gonna have social commentary in the album. It seems like they're taking it as seriously as we hoped when Space Jam 2 was first announced, I think all of us were like, okay, I'm excited to see it. We got the blessing from Jordan, which I think is a huge deal. Michael Jordan being in Space Jam 2 is, I think, a big deal. It gives that blessing. It's going to take off.
Michael Jordan's going to be in it?
Did you not know that?
No.
Yeah, dude, that came out a couple weeks ago that he's given his blessing to it, and he's going to be in Space Jam 2. We don't know what the role's going to be, but I'm just happy that's happening because it's going to take away the Jordan versus LeBron Space Jam thing. It's going to happen, but it's going to take some heat off of it. So I'm just excited that they're really taking the soundtrack seriously, because it's the number one thing that people took from the movie, other than the shoes, because in my opinion, the Space Jam Jordans are my favorite, other than the original pair of Jordans. So it's just a huge moment. I'm excited that's going to be July 16th. It's families going back to the movie theater. We can go to Malco, people that can take their kids. If you want to watch on HBO Max, there's nothing wrong with that. I think this has a chance to be a huge movie, and I hope it doesn't suck. I just hope it doesn't suck.
I mean,
I don't think it will. The people that are involved with it, you know, I trust. It seems like the storyline is actually going to be pretty interesting. I have a friend of mine actually worked on the movie, which is a ton of fun. They were able to send me like cast photos and costume pictures. It's for people that don't know, they're going to have kind of all the WB properties throughout the movie. Like, you're going to see Harry Potter, you're going to see Wizard of Oz, you're going to see a whole bunch of different characters. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's not just going to be the Looney Tunes and NBA players. It's going to be the whole spectrum of WB. I cannot wait for it.
Yeah, I mean, when you say it's not going to suck, like, I mean, define suck. Like, is it going to win an Oscar? Absolutely not.
Just give me, I mean, I think that Space Jam, the original one, has like a 6.4 on IMDb. Just give me a 6 or more.
That's fine.
Allow me to be able to defend it. How about that?
All right, so if you can't tell, me and Connor are both looking forward to Space Jam, A New Legacy. That's what it's called, right? Space Jam, A New Legacy.
Yes.
Yeah, starring the great LeBron James. That is something to look forward to this summer. When we come back, we're going to do dinner to go and get out of here. We got two big NBA playoff games tonight as well. Both series tied 2-2. We're going to talk about that next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So, yeah, the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. That goes without saying. But did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, incredible smoked wings. I promise you, even if you don't dig barbecue, you'll dig something on the menu, which you can find at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com. Memphis Barbecue Company, it's located at 709 DeSoto Cove from Memphis. It's easy. Just take 55 south to the Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. You can dine in 7 days a week or schedule a pickup order online at memphisbbqco.com. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience occasional bloating, gas, or abdominal discomfort? Join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up and see how healthy your gut can feel. Align contains a quality probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists. It adds more good bacteria to your gut to naturally help soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. This is the time to join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Sign up at AlignProbiotics.com.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches, weakness, or discomfort in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one selling nerve care company. Nervive contains alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, and B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live your life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com.
I'm here again.
Oh, you sure are, Howie.
Oh, boy.
It's summertime at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
So here's the thing. It's Summer of 1,000 Engagements. What we love about it, it's our biggest celebration of the year. It's a celebration of love. We know it's about to happen. You're about to get an engagement ring. We know how special that is, and we are here for you.
And how are you going to help them pop the question, Howie?
Not only do we have great financing options, but we also have a free vacation with any purchase of $1,500 or more.
Summer of 1,000 Engagements going on now at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
This message is sponsored by Amazon.
I want to get back to kissing the cheeks of my grandbabies, making Sunday dinner with a house full of family and lots of laughs.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel, but now there are vaccines. It's okay to have questions. Now get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision about COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Frozen. Charmin! Goes there's some, it's TP goals, yeah. Charmin's got 6 rows in 1, lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is 6 regular rolls in 1. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
So this isn't just any day. It's the day, you welcome new people to your team or welcome an idea that changes everything. Wherever your day takes you, Comcast Business can help. With a network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses, Comcast Business Security Edge to help protect your connected devices and expert support 24/7. Every day in business is a big day, and Comcast Business will keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities. Get started with a great offer for $35 each month for 24 months for 2 years when you buy both. Plus, find out how to add Comcast Business Security Edge to your service. Want even more speed? Ask how to get up to 10 gigs for your small business. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to find out more. Restrictions apply. New Comcast Business, 35 megabits per second internet, and one voice mobility customers only. Early termination fee applies. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Security edge not included. Actual speeds vary.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Hands tied, the power's above
me. Don't shoot the messenger. Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle in for GP all this week while he's on vacation. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me, and we got a lot to watch and talk about tonight. So let's do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Well, we learned that we are not going to hit the panic button on a lot of the news that came out today. We think that there's a possibility Chris Paul could end up being back in time for the Western Conference Finals. He said that he is vaccinated. At least that's the reports that are out there right now. So that should speed up this process, but we really don't know. This situation's kind of murky. We're not going to panic. We're not going to panic about the Milwaukee Bucks, even though they completely choked last night and Kevin Durant ripped their heart out. They are facing elimination down 3-2 in that series. But I think probably the better team overall. They've just really, you know, screwed this thing up. Kevin Durant had to have an amazing performance to win that one, and obviously they got a big one from Jeff Green, and like Jeff Calkins said, you're probably not getting that two games in a row, so we're not worried about the Bucks. We are worried about Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers. Kawhi is out with a knee injury. He's not going to play tonight, so we don't feel good about that. And we're not worried about the Dallas Mavericks. And we're not worried about the parking situation at the Liberty Bowl either. We're going to figure out this parking deal to get everybody in the Liberty Bowl this college football season.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Biggest game tonight, I'm going to go with the first game, the Atlanta Hawks at the Philadelphia 76ers. It's the first of a doubleheader tonight on TNT. Sixers are currently a 7.5-point favorite tonight. Series tied 2-2. It's a big number, 7.5.
It's a big number, man.
You know, the Sixers ended up losing that last one. Embiid wore down as the game went on. I wonder if we're going to see that again tonight. But it had looked like previously that the Sixers really had the Hawks figured out. So I don't know what to think about this one. I'd probably stay away from it, if I'm being quite honest. I don't like this one.
It all depends on Embiid's health.
Yeah, it all depends on Embiid's health. What's Ben Simmons going to do? He didn't score in the last game. I'd probably stay away from this one. I don't really like it. I mean, if you're going to like tell me to give you something, I might go Atlanta plus 7.5. Like, that's such a big number. like I'll go Atlanta plus 7.5. That sounds good to me.
What should I watch on TV?
Game two of tonight's doubleheader on TNT is the Clippers at the Utah Jazz. This series tied 2-2 as well. Kawhi Leonard and Mike Conley both out tonight, and it sounds like Kawhi could end up missing the rest of the series. Jazz are now an 8-point favorite with that Kawhi Leonard news. Again, that's another big number as well. My gosh. But without Kawhi, like, I could see the Jazz just rolling tonight. Like, Donovan having a huge game. They're so good at home. They hit a ton of threes at home. Like, you know, they defend the glass. Like, I don't know. I think the Jazz could end up blowing out the Clippers tonight if Paul George doesn't just have a massive, massive game.
He's
got to
have a KD
right?
game.
He's got to score 30. I mean,
he's got to score 30. And he's done it in back-to-back games, but the last two games, Kawhi and Paul George have combined for 62 points and then 65 points. You're going to have to make up 30 points.
And who's going to give you that?
Is it Terrence Mann? Maybe. Probably not.
I think I like Jazz minus 8. I'm liking that one. So our picks are going to be Atlanta Hawks plus 7.5 and Jazz minus 8 tonight. You've also got episode 2 of Loki. That's on Disney Plus. We talked about that earlier. That premiered today. You've got the Olympic swimming trials on NBC at 7 o'clock. Watched a little bit of that last night. Katie Ledecky won one of her races, and so she's going to be a fixture in the Olympics when that rolls around later on this summer. So that's on NBC at 7 o'clock. On ESPN, about to start, you got Major League Baseball, Red Sox at Braves, and at 8 o'clock over on NBC Sports Network, a Stanley Cup playoffs, the Montreal Canadiens at the Vegas Golden Knights. That's all. And you said you had something for us to watch. What was that?
Oh, yeah, Lupin on Netflix. It just dropped its second season. I just binged it, all 10 episodes. It's fantastic. It's inspired by the adventures of Arsène Lupin, Gentleman Thief Assane Diop, sets out to avenge his father for an injustice inflicted by a wealthy family. It's a French show. The lead, Omar Sy.
Oh, come on, Connor.
Dude, it is unbelievable. It's so much fun.
You're telling me, okay, Omar so you're C telling just, the people to go watch a French show.
It's the number one show in the U.S. right now.
Okay, okay.
Go watch it. Just trust
What's it
me.
Called again?
It's called Lupin. And Omar Sy, if there wasn't a British rule with James Bond, he'd be a perfect Bond. I'm just going to say that.
Lupin. On
Lupin.
Netflix. All right.
So good.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Lupin on Netflix.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Go read Mark Giannotto's story in the Commercial Appeal. We talked about it a lot today, of course, about the Liberty Bowl parking situation that's going to come up with the construction of this new Liberty Park area. We all think that they're going to find a way to work this out, whether it be shuttle services, whether they find a lot that they can park people in for football this fall. And at the end of the day, you're probably dealing with, you know, 5-6 days worth of issue at most, and we're going to get a really, really awesome thing for the city of Memphis out of it. So I don't think any of us are that worried about it, but it's a good story. Go read that, commercialappeal.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, we'll obviously talk about the NBA playoffs. We got a doubleheader tonight. I'm sure we'll get some more NBA news tomorrow. We got an onslaught today. We'll talk a little NFL. Mini camps are going on as well. Probably talk some Titans in that first hour. And again, we'll talk a little NBA too. So that's all coming up tomorrow. Be back here same time, same place, 4 p.m. This has been the Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle filling in. Got Connor with me. We are on 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm so
grateful. This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
The NBA playoffs are here, and you'll be in hoops heaven betting all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and this station. There are so many exciting matchups this postseason, and FanDuel is taking that excitement to another level because new and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. New users can get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. Plus, once you have an account, you can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every single week. Bet a little, win a lot, and if you don't win, you'll get up to $10 back. So just sign up with promo code GAY to bet the NBA playoffs risk-free exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Risk-free bet for first online real money wager only and refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Same game parlay refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile or web. If you have a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
T-Mobile is the leader.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.